Recorded hate crime surge, hatred of men could soon be a crime in UK. By Liam Deacon on October 16, 2018. The government is looking to expand the number of protected characteristics for hate crimes to include men, old people, and goths, as the number of recorded hate incidents in every category increased to a new record high. Home Office figures for England and Wales released this Tuesday revealed hate crime claims have more than doubled in the past 5 years, with the official government report linking the increase to Brexit and Islamist terrorist attacks. It says the increase is thought to be largely driven by improvements in police recording, although there has been spikes in hate crime following certain events such as the EU referendum and the terrorist attacks in 2017. Hate crime offences recorded by the police rose by 17% to 94,098 in the 12 months to March 2018, representing an upsurge of 123% since 2012-13 when 42,255 hate crimes were recorded. Reported religious hate crimes increased by 40% in the 2 years to March, to 8,336 incidents, representing 9% of all hate crimes. Around half related to Muslims and Islam. However, race is deemed to be a motivating factor in the bulk of cases, representing 71,251 incidents in the year to March, or 76% of recorded hate incidents. Sexual orientation was a factor in 11,638, 12% of incidents. Disability hate incidents were numbered 7,226, 8%, and 1,651 of incidents, 2%, were classed as involving transgenderism. Hate crimes only need to be perceived by the alleged victim or a witness and, according to the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, no evidence is needed to log them in police records. While the number reported to and recorded by police has been rising to record levels, CPS figures from last year showed the number being prosecuted successfully has, in fact, been falling. The new figures come as the government asks the Law Commission to consider if there should be additional protected characteristics, such as misogyny and age, as well as alternative cultures such as Goths. The independent body, which investigates if laws need updating, began its review of hate crimes following a campaign by the Labour MP Stella Creasy to have offensive comments about women be recognised as hate crimes. Some individual police forces began treating misogyny and offending women as hate incidents back in 2016 in London's Metropolitan Force revealed last year they are considering following suit. Commenting on the latest figures and review, Home Secretary Sajid Javid said, "Hate crime goes directly against the long-standing British values of unity, tolerance and mutual respect, and I am committed to stamping this sickening behaviour out. Our refreshed action plan sets out how we will tackle the root causes of prejudice and racism, support hate crime victims and ensure offenders face the full force of the law."